The Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn, Michigan, is to the automobile what the National Gallery is to art. The museum has just opened a new exhibit called Driving America, and it looks at the automobile from the point of view of the driver. Curators hope the exhibit will encourage visitors to think about their own cars in a new way. NPR's Sonari Glinton went along for a tour.
I want to find out about the future of the auto industry, so I've come to see where the past is on display. There's everything from a yellow Corvette to a red Model T. And as we look through the cars, you can see the history and the promise of the American auto industry.
I'm Bob Casey. I'm the senior curator of transportation at the Henry Ford.
Casey was my tour guide as we traveled through time. Bob Casey is an energetic, sprightly man, and he shows me how cars evolve from overgrown toys to the piece of machinery that most defines American life.
The car that marks the big demarcation point is this red Ford. It's a 1909 Model T.
I thought Model Ts were only black.
Only 11.5 million of them were. And this is what changed automobiles from being pleasure vehicles to being passenger vehicles. It is easily the most significant car of the 20th century, and I haven't seen any vehicle yet that has been as transformative as the Model T was.
Now, I'm looking at a short, boxy blue car, and I get the feeling that this car is very significant. Can you tell me what it is?
It is significant. It is a 1966 Toyota Corona, and this car and a very similar car from Nissan called the Datsun 510. These two cars are what really gave the Japanese a foothold in the American market.
In the timeline, there are dozens of cars. The first Volkswagen Beetle from 1949, a 70s Chrysler Newport sedan that's longer than a modern Chevy Suburban. Each shows how our relationship with the car has changed. Finally, we come to the early 2000s and a Toyota Prius and Dodge Ram truck.
But on purpose, they represent two extremes of what people want out of a vehicle. And in essence, what we're saying is to each visitor, we're saying, what do you think a car should be? Which direction should we be going in the future?
Casey, who walks to work at the car museum every day, says eventually our relationship with the automobile will have to change. But this time, instead of changing by accident, we're going to have to think about it first. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Dearborn, Michigan.
This is NPR News.